Okay, I'm here with Luke Podmore, women's team head coach. That was a terrific way to play into ourselves into the FA Cup there.
Yeah, wonderful. We've been waiting for this the start of the season for some time now, because we started pre-season quite early and we've obviously had 9 games. But it's just great to play in a game that now means something, and obviously the players have shown that, you know, pre-season was no fluke. We are where we are and the preparation's gone really well, and, you know, hopefully we can move on to next week and carry on.
Yeah, probably a bit of a shame to concede that one goal, because it probably wasn't on Altrincham's efforts rather than our mistakes in the end. But 13 goals for us, which really shows their true intent. Lots of different scorers and lots of excellent passing and assists.
Yeah, like I say, we are disappointed about the one goal, obviously, and Abby obviously knows that in future not to do that. But again, I suppose, like I say, you should have a tendency to switch off when the game is sort of as comprehensive as it was. But yeah, you know, we've always had a great sort of contribution from different players, scoring, assisting, and cross. You know, this year we just took it to a new level this year, and obviously it's paying off now, and obviously when we start playing the game, so.
That's 3 new debut goal scorers that we've got there. That adds to the tally. If you like statistics, that was our 50th and 51st hat-tricks today.
Yeah, love that.
Competitively.
Yeah, love that. And like I say, we want to move ourselves on now to the next level, and, you know, we will end up breaking records and letting people, you know, new people come through the team. The whole team has embraced sort of this, you know, the new players that have come in. They've settled in so well, and obviously, as you can see, we're still, you know, we're scoring 13 goals, so it all bodes well.
Yeah, Jess led the line getting the first one, and she was the one who got the record 50th as well, but she didn't seem to be able to stop, never mind her, but anyone else on the team either. Whenever we attacked with true intent, they didn't seem to have any answer for us today.
No, and they didn't have any answer for us, you know, because we, you know, I'd like to think we've worked on things, you know, repetitively throughout pre-season, and, you know, I just think we're a different sort of kettle of fish now. We are, you know, we've moved on, and like I say, the quality of players we've got, you know, it's unfortunate that 2 of the players again today didn't get on, but I said at the start of the game, the bench was the strongest substitute bench we've ever had. You know, they're all like for like swaps, so, you know, we've got real strength in depth now, and hopefully that'll get us over the line come the end of the season as well.
So we're at home again next week, and then after that it'll be an away match in the FA Cup.
Yeah, that's right. Home next week in City Liverpool, so hopefully more of the same.
And you're listening out there and you fancy watching some good, exciting football with plenty of goals and passion, lots of passion and talent on the pitch. Come down and watch City of Liverpool.
Absolutely, and I'd like to say again, 128 people there today. I'd like to say a massive thanks to all the fans. You know, we hope we give them, you know, something that they enjoyed, and, you know, hopefully we can get themselves to the next games. We can really see what we can do in this competition this year.